they were playing a game of horse. Jack had carried their offense for much of the first two games, but not only had Cassie gotten hot, Teddy was getting tired chasing her. It was a bad combination for Gus and Teddy's team. No, check that. It was a terrible combination. And Jack was taking great pleasure in feeding Cassie the ball. He knew Gus Morales as well as anybody, and he knew that as much as Gus hated losing, he really hated losing to Cassie in anything. It was just pickup basketball, friends going against friends. It wasn't the league championship football game Gus and Teddy and the Walton Wildcats had lost the previous Saturday to the Norris Panthers. Jack hadn't been out there with them because he'd hurt his shoulder early in the season and hadn't been cleared to play sports again until today. But this two-on-two game still felt like a championship after the way they'd been going at each other for an hour. Maybe it was just the championship of this one afternoon and having the gym to themselves, which always made them feel like they'd won some kind of lottery. Maybe this was just one more occasion when they were playing for the championship of each other. Everybody on the court wanted to win. More importantly, nobody wanted to lose. Jack had just gotten a putback after a rare Cassie miss to tie the game. They were playing winners out, which meant they kept the ball if they scored. Jack had it on the left side. Gus backed off, practically daring him to shoot. Usually that was a huge mistake, because when the games counted, you always wanted the ball in Jack Callahan's hands. But Gus could see that Jack was having too much fun being Cassie's assist man down the stretch to think about hoisting one up. It never changed, even as they went from sport to sport and season to season. The only stat that ever mattered to Jack was the final score. Jack dribbled to his left now, stopped suddenly, then whipped a pass across the court to Cassie, who was to the right of the foul line. "Teddy," she said as soon as she caught the ball in a sing-song voice, "I'm coming for you." "Leave me alone," Teddy said, giving her some room, hands on his knees and looking officially gassed. "That is a big old no-can-do," she said. "It's you and me, big boy." Teddy kept his eyes on Cassie, but found enough energy to yell over to Gus and Jack, "Make the bad girl stop!" He was done, though. They all knew it. He had been trying to keep up with Cassie for three close games, finding out for himself what anyone who'd ever tried to cover Cassie already knew. Chasing her was like chasing the wind. She was as fast dribbling the ball as she was without it, and she could shoot. Boy, could this girl shoot. She could also chirp, the way she had just now, telling Teddy she was coming for him, calling him out one last time today, maybe even about to call her shot. Gus wasn't much of a trash talker, neither was Jack, neither was Teddy, as funny as he was. But all of Cassie's talk was just part of who she was, and they accepted it, mostly because she could back it all up. She started her dribble with her right hand and took a hard, quick first step as if she was about to drive past Teddy. But as soon as he bit on the move and backed up even more, Cassie stepped back. She created some very nice space for herself and put up another set shot that seemed to float all the way up to the rafters before it finally came down, softly, through the net. It was 11-10 for her team. Still their ball. This time, though, Cassie rushed her shot, trying to end things right here, and missed. Teddy got the rebound, threw the ball out to Gus. They had a chance to tie. Maybe it was going to take another hour for somebody to get ahead by two baskets. Fine by Gus. Jack came running out and got right up on Gus before Gus started his dribble. "Gonna be like that, huh?" Gus said. "Would you want it any other way?" They both knew the answer. All four of them on the court knew. You couldn't be in this group and not throw everything you had at the other guy. Or girl. Gus decided to try a